I don't have a lot of time this morning, so okay. So on page Vav, I think we finished the left, the right columns around the top of the left, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Oid Maimer Eliyozal Rashbi, Al Vashalom. Another statement in the Zohar Kaddish of Elinovi telling Rishon Reichai, and again, flowing from what he said before, that Bias HaMashiach, and really the general tekufa of when it's Bechef, it's Ratzon HaTov, comes with the revelation of the Zohar Kaddish and the dissemination of Pnimius HaTorah and a Yiddishkeit that's through that lens. So anyway, so the Zohar says that Elio told Rav Shimon, Rebbe, Kamazako Ant, how worthy are you, Demihai Chibur Diloch, His Parnason Kame Eloi, that from your chibur, from your sefer Zohar, so there'll be a shefa, kamiloy, very very high places will receive shefa from this. Adis galyula tatoi, until it'll be revealed even in the lower world, b'sof yomei, at the end of days, ubeginei itmar, and regarding and through the Zohar, because of the Zohar it'll say v'shavta mishal uchuzasai, everyone will return back to their chelik. That's gula. Harimavur. So again, so he says that what comes out of all of this is ki chet zeh, this chet of disregarding the Eitz HaChaim and only engaging in the Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra, hechalias madan rishon v'arata. It's a continuous problem. Kashenosha v'tshuva, la'asek mi'ahava v'chochma zois, igal yisrael v'meher v'yameinu amein. So that's the ikar tshuva. Again, it's a big chiddush, and I think this is something that people have to know, that obviously, doesn't take away from tshuva that we have to do for Pratis Tegazachim. But the Ikka tshuva for Mashiach is this tshuva of wanting to return to Ubikshus Hashem Lakim and Stav Malkim, to know Hashem and to know Knesset Yisrael. And that comes through this, even the question itself of Ubikshus Hashem, the Bikush for Hashem and David Malka, is itself coming from tasting Pnimius HaTorah. And this, the answer to that, to that question, is in truth not from Pnimius HaTorah itself, but it's from sort of the side Shabbos side that emerges out of Pnimius HaTorah. So to a certain degree, that's like the relationship between the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov, you know, between side and side Shabbos side, which is Chassidus. That side makes a person like, what's the appetite for the question of a big Shos Hashem Elokim as David Malkum? And the real answer to that is Sayyid Shabbosai, which is unexplained. It's not, you can't articulate it. It's just something that a person has to know. Okay, so let's see a little bit further. Shemoy Shemati Enkas Nakas Yirmiyahu HaNavi Ol V'Shalom. And Chaim Vital says, I've heard the call, the cry of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Misnoided U'Mismarmer B'Mar Nafshai, that I hear the call of Yirmiyahu HaNavi that's sort of wandering, lonely, and bemoaning in the following way: Ad Masei Era Neis Eshma Kol Shayfer Ki Avalami. In other words, the Yirmiyah, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah where he's bemoaning the fact that how long is it going to take until we hear the sound of the shofar of Mashiach and so on. My people are becoming, shriveling up. Reisi Saharetz V'Nitayu. I see the land and it's desolate. Reisi Saharim V'Chula. Reisi V'Hine Karmel. All these things. Kikoyim Hashem. Shemama Tia Kol Aretz, V'Kol Vayasa, and so on and so forth. Hatzikasni Ruach Bitni. So fine, that those are the psukim. So it's Hatzikasni Ruach Bitni Levar Psukim Eila. So Chaim Vital says that I sort of fortified myself to explain these psukim. Hanamarim Be'emes Adei Yirmiyahu HaNavi Ol V'Shalom V'Derech Nevuah. Aladar Acharon Hazeh. Really, these psukim are specifically talking about our generation. B'Yaisim Mismar Melarech Golosenu. Who's, and that's what Yirmiyahu is complaining about. How long is this galus? And as Yosef Mishiyurei, more than the time that it should have been. The Zamrei, and that's what he's saying. Ad Masei Era Nes. Like, how long is it going to take until we see Nes? What's the Nes? Well, Nes Vadegel Shemashiach Zakenu Kenisko Zor Mishpatim. That's referring to the flag, the Nes of Mashiach Zakenu, like it says in the Zohar. The Yeson Nes to Mashiach. That the Nes, the degel, the flag, the staff of Mashiach will come. Ari Chokik Leyamina, a lion engraved on one side. The Nes Mashiach Ben Yosef, and the Nes also of Mashiach Ben Yosef, Shar Chokik Leyamina, with a Shar on the left side. Obviously a reference to Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David. So again, that's what Yirmiyahu is saying. again, that's the opening line, the third line. That's what he quoted the pasuk. Admasi erenes. That's referring to the coming of Mashiach. And then the next words, Eshma kol shayfer. So again, Rechaim Vital now explains that kibbutz Golias. That's a reference to kibbutz Golias. Ha'asalias achar bias Mashiachenu meir v'yemenu. Kiniska v'zayar told us. Al pasuk b'yim Yerushalayim Hashem. Now we know that's a discussion in Chazal. What comes first, kibbutz Golias, and then Mashiach, then kibbutz Golias. You know, it seems that like the way the Hashgacha works, it is probably going to be both. Like there's a major kibbutz Golias that already happened in Eretz Yisrael. It's Reif Binyan, Reif Binyan. The Mashiach is in here. The Mashiach will come, and then us slow pokes will catch up. So Mstam will be.
Says one of the
simonim. So that's a certain. Yes, I don't know what kibbutz Golias means. So it does mean every single yid, and also that's a certain approach of where. Like B'derech HaTeva, that's how the Rambam is saying. If we don't know how it's going to... The Rambam himself later on says we don't know. Yeah, so it's hard to know. Well, that's the question. I mean, that's the question of Chazal. Some Chazals... Huh? Yeah, I mean, many Pesukim in the Kibbutz Golias. That's the most famous one, probably. But it's, you know... Even that Pesuk references two different stages. Avudim Eretz Asher, Hanidochim Eretz Mitzrayim. So, like, for Ratzadik writes... one place, he's not talking about necessarily the process of kibbutz Golias. He's just saying that in terms of like doing tshuva, which is, he says, Avud and Eretz Asher are the first ones to come back. Who are Avud and Eretz Asher? So he quotes Rav Tzadik, you know, with his guidance, he proves from Chazal that Ashur represents, it's a place, Syria, but it also represents people that are like workaholics, like energetic and doers, but just all in the wrong places. So he says, people like that, those are easy to come back because all you have to do is redirect their focus, educate them properly. They're moving anyway, so it's just a matter of going to the right place. And then he says, "Eretz Mitzrayim." What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim are people that are just off. There's no, the pile lights off. There's no motivation. They're just, you know, sleeping all day. Like they have no, there's no fire in there. That also they need to come back, but that's harder. That's harder. So. But anyway, so he says, again, with the way he's going from the Zohar Kaddish, that first it's Mashiach and then Kibbutz Golias. Again, like I said, it's different. Who cares about the order as long as it gets done, yeah? So he says, Kniska Bazar told us, Al Posak Bani Yerushalayim Hashem, V'achakach Nidcha Yisrael Yichanes. That's what the Zohar says, that the order is Bani Yerushalayim Hashem, which means Mashiach, and then Nidcha Yisrael Yichanes, which is Kibbutz Golias, Mashu Kasav. That's also V'hoya B'yomu Yitaka B'shaifer Gadol. So that's the idea. That first is Mashiach and then Kibbutz Golias. So that's also in this pasuk that Yirmiyahu is saying, Admasi Era Nes. How long is it going to be till we see the Nes? And as till Mashiach and Eshma Kol Shofar. And then when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to hear the sound of the Shofar to gather Nidchei Yisrael, to gather Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the pasuk. You know, Yirmiyahu is complaining about how long it's taking. And then he says, "V'nasan tam la'richas agol," says that. Then the next pasuk, Yirmiyahu then goes to explain what are some of the menias holding back Mashiach. But Amar, and he says, "Ki ovel ami." What does it mean, "Ki ovel ami"? So he says, "B'lashin nesinas tam ela Amar." The word "ki" means because. And as he's explaining why, the reason admasi era, the reason why it's taking so long is ki ovel ami. What's ovel ami? Ubirininu. So he says like this, and this is a little bit it's a little bit sad. And the truth is, we're reading this. This is written in the 1500s, so we're talking about a lot of progress has been made since the 1500s. So a lot of these inyanim that he's going to mention, these are old inyanim that we already worked out. So it's just, you just see what was going on then, and well, maybe there's some holdouts these days, but it's not current anymore. It's not from the generation anymore. But it's good to see. Ubirininu, kini amvini yisrael nechlokim l'gim l'kitas. There are three general groupings of Yidden. Kat achas meham. One group is Heim Ami Aretz Hamayin Am, the average Yid, Amcha Beis Yisrael. Kat Beis Heim Atamidei Chachamim Ha'iskim B'Pshati Hatar. Then the second category is the Chachamim, but they're only in Nigla. Kat Gimel Heim Bali Chachum Samus. Those are the three categories that he's dividing up. So he says like this: Vine Kineged Kat Rishayna regarding. Oh, we don't have the copies anymore. Okay, fine. So, Just for a few minutes. It's the Vine Kineged Kateri Shaina Omar regarding the first category of Ami Aretz, just the regular, you know, plain Amcha Beis Yisrael. So Omar, regarding this, every kat has to take achrayis for Mashiach not coming. So the first category the issue is ki avel ami, that my nation like disobeyed or became a little bit crooked. Oisi lo yado, they don't know me. So what does that mean? Shema hamoinam. This is referring to that first category of just the average Jew. Hanukrim am stam, which is called just an am, a nation. As avil ami. What's ami? Ami means the nation. Means the average person. So ukneged kat hagimel hema oiskim v'sisrei Torah hanukrim banim kinisker b'tikunim. So that's what he says. That the word ami is a reference to the average Jew. When you see in Tanakh the word banim, that's specifically a reference to the third category of people that are Isaac in the Isaac in Mitzvah Torah. And he quotes from this tikkunim, afreichim ilin mari mishnah, banim ilin mari mikra. That chicks are called, again, that's the context over there. That those that are mari kabbalah, the masters of kabbalah, are called banim. Aleim amar, regarding them, it says, Sichlim Hema V'loi Nevainim. So again, the Pasuk, I guess next week we'll have the copies, you'll be better to see it inside. But he's saying over here is that there's a number of issues the Pasuk is talking about. Number one, Ki Oval Ami, Aisi Lo Yado, that the average Jew is not keeping Torah Mitzvahs the way they should, and they don't know me. But even regarding those that are studying Pinim Satari, he says, the next pasuk says, Sichlim Hema, they're foolish, Loi Nevainim, they don't understand. What does that mean? So he says, Keim Oiskim V'chachmas Emes, because even though they are learning Pinim Satari, but they're learning it, Kfi Oila B'daitam HaKetzara, they're learning it based on their limited understanding, U'b'yinam HaKhalash, and with their weak investigation. V'inim Yardim Lo'aymik Ha'inyin, La'vin L'amitas, they're not getting to the depth of it to understand the Emes. Which we'll explain. So ukineg that's the issue with even those that are Isaac in Pimis Torah. Ukineged kata beis, and regarding the middle category of those that are Isaac in Pshat, him chach miyam Pshat, Isam asher he moyasim lasik b'chachos nemes, those that reject learning Kabbalah nikras Eitzachaim chai oilam, which is Eitzachaim, v'iskim b'sipurei apashtim, that are only involved in the simple stories of Chumash. And of Chazal, kipashtim b'levad, just on their surface level. V'aymrim, she'ein b'toyer ela pshat b'levad chas v'shalom, and they claim their only, all there is pshat, asher hu nikra etzadas toivara, kanal, which is the etzadas, which we've been saying. Aleim amru, regarding them, the pasuk continues, chachamim hema, they're chachamim, laharav lo'lehetiv, for the negative and not for the good, lahara, u'lehetiv lo'yido, but for the good they don't know. Ki v'siva se'yoysim mayas and beitz achayim, because of their rejection, in the Eitz HaChaim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizleisim, they don't even have the Siyat HaShemaya to understand their Nigla well. They Shoygim B'Pashtei Eitz HaDas Toiv, and therefore they make mistakes even in the Eitz HaDas, the positive side. U'mahavchu Nois Lera, and they convert that into negative. Like we saw last time that, you know, you could get, even if you get the true, the Pshat, the correct Pshat, it's not Emes Lamid, it's not how the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to come out with. So that becomes corrupted. Matam and Satar.
Because it's missing the Lishma aspect of that.
Yeah, it's missing the Lishma. The Oymik of Ratz and Hashem. Like, ultimately, God's will, Torah, is really, really true when it's flowing from what God wants. There is such a phenomenon of, you know, even by the Meraglim in the Parsha, one of the major themes of the Meraglim is not getting what God wants. As I mentioned quickly to some of the guys after davening, the Ishbitzer says that the Meraglim were L'Shem Shemayim. He says, because they knew that Moshe was not going to get into Eretz Yisrael. That they knew. And they also knew that the Gemara says a person doesn't truly understand the teachings of his Rebbe until 40 years. So therefore, the Eitzah was L'Shem Shemayim. We want to stay with Moshe Rabbeinu for at least 40 years. So what are we going to do? Say Lashon Hara against the land. They knew the punishment was going to be Yom Kishana for every day of traveling, for every day of spying. There's going to be punishment for a year. They all anticipated this. That's what they did at L'Shem Shemayim, because they wanted to stay by Moshe, not Eretz Yisrael. So why were they wrong? Well, first of all, they're wrong because you don't make Cheshbonos like that. God tells you to, you know, so they don't make Cheshbonos like that. But the truth is, they were wrong because, you know, put it this way. Think of it like this. So what did they think? Like, Hashem is planning going to Eretz Yisrael, but they think that that's not the right thing. The right thing is to sit by Moshe for 40 years. So what did they think? They thought that all of this from Hashem was setting them up to do the real truth. In other words, like Hashem is like, in other words, it's a trick question. So, you know, like Hashem is saying, go to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be gevaldik. But we really know what Hashem wants. What Hashem really wants of us is to reject the land and to stay by Moshe. That's really what Hashem wants. But they were wrong. They got it wrong. And then what happens after the Meraglim? Then there's an episode of the Ma'pilim. What's the Ma'pilim? Yidden come to Moshe and they say, Chatanu, we made a mistake. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe says, V'ilay Sitzlach, it's not going to work. Hashem's not with you. They go anyway, and they come destroyed. Why did they think, what was this, what were they thinking? So what Tzaddik says, they were thinking that all this can't be. It can't be that the Rabbanu Shem really is holding us back from Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shem was setting us up that we should go against the Nevuah of Moshe in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. And guess what? They were wrong again. So a major theme in Parsha Shlach is unfortunately Klal Yisrael not getting, like not understanding what Hashem really wants. Like making cheshbonos, which are technically correct, you can make the argument that they're correct, but lamaisa, it's not correct. So, and that this is, you know, it comes from rejecting Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Pinus HaTorah, it's the place of Eitz HaChaim. So, you know, that's what he says. Whenever that's going back with this pasuk, is that this pasuk is complaining about all three categories, and every single group of Yid has to take the responsibility of mending their ways. Those that the average Jew has to, you know, be mechazik themselves in their avodas Hashem in a simple way to keep Torah mitzvahs. Those that are Isaac and Pimus HaTorah have to be Isaac and Pimus HaTorah in a way of getting to the truth of all truths, which we'll speak about soon. And then those that are Isaac and Nigla have to appreciate the contribution that Pimus HaTorah does to even give them the Siyat HaShmaya to be successful in the Nigla. So these are all things. But like I said, as we'll see, a lot of these inyanim have already been worked out. So this is again going back, you know, not only from Reb Chaim Vital's, but to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So, but Rez Hashem, you know, most of these inyanim have been worked out already. If not all of them, some all of them. Okay, Shabbos Shalom to see you and hear good things.